we eliminate 61 vacant positions in state government and higher education. These actions are a part of an $84 million budget contingency plan to ensure that we are in a position to absorb any challenges that we might face in the months ahead as a result of recent revenue performance. Before I talk about the item with you, I think it may be helpful to just provide a little context. As the members of the board know, across the nation, states, including many of our neighbors, are facing significant budget challenges due to shortfalls in revenue collection. In the past few months, New Jersey has faced a $2 billion budget gap. That's across two fiscal years. And then there are several other states, including New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Virginia, that have been dealing with revenue shortfalls of several hundred million dollars. In Maryland, we too have been observing an underperformance in our revenue, though not to the magnitude of those experienced by other states. But in keeping with our overall commitment of fiscal responsibility, we really believe it is important to take action at the start of the fiscal year to tighten our belts so that we can be in a position to absorb any potential adjustments to our revenues and to ensure that we maintain a balanced budget going forward. Taking action this early in the fiscal year is especially prudent, since agencies will be in a better position to adjust their spending and to live within their means. As I said, the reductions before you today are part of an $84 million budget contingency plan. Of this amount, $77.1 million is attributable to spending reduction, which is basically equivalent to about one-half of 1% of the general fund budget. There's $6.9 million that is attributable to fund balance transfers, reversions, and revenue. And then there are 61 vacant state government positions that are going to be eliminated. Our plan does not include any layoffs of state employees, nor does it depend on any new taxes or fees or cuts to local government. The item before you includes a detailed summary of all budget reductions listed by agency. In addition, you have a list of the 61 vacant positions that we are proposing to eliminate. To just provide you with a quick overview, about two-thirds or $56 million of the general fund budget actions that are detailed in that item are reductions to state agency budgets. These include a $19 million reduction in the statewide health insurance funding pool to reflect a health insurance payment from IWIS to cover those employees who wanted to maintain their state employee status. There's $17 million in agency reductions to reflect the most recent caseload trends or to align spending with prior year actions. There are almost $8 million in salary and personnel-related savings from holding positions vacant, reducing reliance on temporary and contractual staff, and eliminating 19 vacant positions. $6 million of our savings are from reducing certain MCO rates and maintaining the rate increase for nursing homes at 1.7%, which was the rate that was submitted in the governor's ongoing budget. We saved another $6 million from reducing other operating expenses like travel, vehicle maintenance, and equipment. Reductions to higher education total $10 million, and they include the following. There's a $6.3 million reduction to the University System of Maryland, including the elimination of 36 vacant positions and reductions to their facilities renewal program. There's a $435,000 reduction to Morgan State University, including the elimination of 6 vacant positions. There's a $105,000 reduction in travel spending for St. Mary's College of Maryland. A $417,500 reduction to non-faculty contractual staffing at Baltimore City Community College. And there's a $3 million reduction to the scholarship program for private colleges and universities. Fund swaps and using other funds in place of general funds account for nearly $10 million of the actions in our plan. Reversion, fund balance transfers, and revenue adjustments account for nearly $7 million of actions. With the approval of this plan, our projected fiscal year 2015 general fund balance rose from $83 million to $166 million, and it really provides an additional cushion as we start the current fiscal year. The actions before you today will bring total reductions during the Mallory Brown administration to $9.5 billion. It will bring the number of eliminated positions in state government to over 6,000. And by putting this plan into place, we are once again making tough decisions to ensure that we are acting in a fiscally responsible manner, and that we will keep our state's fiscal house in order and, of course, work toward preserving our AAA bond rate. I have shared budget balancing proposals with the members of the General Assembly. I want to thank the Treasurer and the Comptroller for meeting with me earlier in the week to walk through these proposals. So, members of the Board, I would ask that you approve item 10. And, of course, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Any questions?
This is in addition to 2014.
So these are actions that are all applicable to fiscal year 2015. Obviously, with 2014, one of the things that we did was we asked we gave agencies targeted reversion numbers. We have been monitoring and following up on that. Obviously, we won't know the outcome in terms of whether they meet those targets until August when we have the closeout. But at the present time, I think that we at least feel that we're on the right path to accomplish that.